We are certainly glad that you joined us for another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station, such as Scotts Bluffs, KNEB, AM. So let's take a look at what we have for The Good Stuff, but first let's hear from some of our sponsors. Tri-State Livestock News, since 1963, they've established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success has been due to the fact they have long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read.
Hey, Mike, I think we better get the pickup filled up. Guess what's going on this weekend?
Ooh, what's going on?
It's the Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding. Coming to Golden Valley, North Dakota, the weekend of August 12th and 13th, 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with the Calcutta at 4. Bull riding Saturday the 12th, bareback riding Sunday the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout the weekend of the 12th and 13th, Golden Valley, North Dakota. Now, of course, we know that is this Saturday and Sunday. So, like I said, I think we're going to have to fill the pickup up.
On the way by, we better stop by yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish and check and see what the crew there has going on with all of their antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. If we make it between 10 and 5 Monday through Saturday, we don't even need an appointment to stop. So yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish. All right, so I didn't get a chance to do a golf story, and I've got a short one for you here.
Okay.
Of course, as all golf stories begin, it's one fine day. Not all golf stories, I guess, begin that way, but this one does.
Yeah.
John and Don were out golfing when John slices his ball deep into the wood at a ravine. He grabs his 7-iron and proceeds down the embankment into the ravine in search of his golf ball. The brush is pretty thick, and he searches diligently, and suddenly he spots something shiny. As he gets closer, he realizes that the shiny object is, in fact, a 7-iron in the hands of a skeleton lying near an old golf ball.
Uh-oh.
John excitedly calls out to his golfing partner, "Hey, Don, come here. I've got some real trouble down here." Don comes running over to the edge of the ravine and calls out, "What's the matter, John? Is everything okay?" John shouts back in a nervous voice, "Better throw me my 8-iron. Apparently, you can't get out of here with a 7. Okay.
Apparently not. Okay, Mike, we're going to turn the lane here and take a different angle. A couple had been married for 50 years. They'd raised a brood of 10 children, and they had 20 grandchildren.
Wow.
I know it. When asked the secret of staying together all that time, the wife replied, "Many years ago, we made a promise to each other. The first one to pack up and leave has to take the kids."
Oh.
Hey, it provided staying
power.
Well,
that's true. It kept them together,
exactly.
Didn't it?
Exactly. 10 children, 20 grandchildren. It did them good.
I'm going to do a little poll. Can we do
a
that?
Poll? Yeah, I think so.
So people got to think about this a little bit.
Okay.
It's a recent poll conducted by a national polling outfit called YouGov.com. And results to these questions asked of the average people on the street. So I want you to think about it for a second. Maybe grab a pen and paper. You can jot down what you think is an answer. What percentage of the country is black? Okay. What percentage? Give me that percentage. How many families make over $500,000 a year? Okay. What's the answer to that? What percent of Americans are vegetarians? What percent of Americans live in New York City? Okay. So those are my questions in there.
Okay.
All right. So what percentage of the country is black? How many families make over $500,000 a year? What percent of Americans are vegetarians? And what percent of Americans live in New York City? Now, what the answers were that came in from this random poll were that 41% of Americans were black. Actually, it's 12%. How many families make over $500,000 a year? The general public answered 26%. Actually, it's 1%. So a quarter of the population thinks the country is rich.
Okay. Yeah.
What percentage of Americans are vegetarians? Well, the response in the survey was 30%.
Ooh, wow.
Actually, it's 5%.
Whoa, big disparity.
What percentage of Americans live in New York City? This one kind of blew my mind. The answer said 30%.
30? So,
yeah. Okay.
Who do they think we are out here, everybody?
Actually, 3% of the people live in New York City.
Okay.
All right. So the whole thing about this is watch what you put in your brain, because from news media and everybody today, you got to verify your sources, because sometimes they're not what's being portrayed. So watch what you're reading, you're seeing, you're watching, you're listening to, those kind of things.
That's right.
Anyway, you can check that out. Again, it's called YouGov.com.
Yeah.
And thanks. I can't remember who sent that to us and shared that with us there, but kind of interesting.
Points to ponder, all from listening to The Good Stuff.